Hello.
Hello, Irma?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the photo studio.
Uh-huh.
And you did some pictures with us last week.
Yes.
And I just had a question for you.
Okay.
I just need to know the names of all the people in the photos.
Why?
I made copies for myself, and I'm putting them in frames and stuff in my house. And I don't know. It's weird not to know the names of the people in these photos when they're.
Why would you make copies of my photos?
To put on my mantle. I have a fireplace.
Who are you?
My name's Roy. I work in the photo department. I just thought I'd make copies because they were good photos.
I didn't give you permission to do that.
But
those were my photos.
Well, no, they're still yours. You still have your copies. I just made copies for me.
Why?
To put on my mantle.
Why? Why would you want photos of my copies of my photos for your mantle?
Well, my mantle looked really bare and stuff. I mean,
I don't really give a damn. Who are you?
Why'd you ask then?
You're from.
Yeah, I work in the photo department, and on my mantle, I just have the clock up there. But other than the clock, it's just completely bare. So I really wanted to put some photos up there. So it's a really large mantle, and I printed out most of the photos. I put most of them on the mantle, but I hung a lot of them on the wall, too.
What kind of weirdo are you?
I'm not weird. I don't appreciate the accusation.
Well, I don't appreciate you making copies of my photos.
Well, I don't see what the harm is. You still have your copies.
The harm is that you have my photos on your mantle. Why?
Why not? What's the problem? I don't understand why you're so upset.
The question is why? Why would you want them?
Just because the mantle was looking so bare.
Make copies of somebody else's photos.
Well, what's the difference if it's yours or someone else's?
You work for...
Yes, you need to calm down, ma'am.
No, you need to give me your copies that you made of my photos.
Oh, no, I won't. I paid for these. I had to pay for them. I don't even get an employee discount.
And what's your last name?
My last name is Gerbel.
Spell that for me.
Okay. No, that's weird. Why would you want my spelling of my name? I don't know. That violates my privacy and stuff. I don't want you to have my last name.
Are you working now?
Actually, not yet. I'm getting ready to go in, though. I have to be there in about 15 minutes.
So do you do this to all people?
No. Your photos were nice, and...
How many people are in the photos?
I don't know. Lots of people. See, that's the thing. I'd like to know their names. So, like... As I'm leaving for work in the morning, I can look at the photos and just say hello to them by their names.
So are there adults? Are there children? Who?
Oh, mostly adults.
Mostly adults.
Yeah, I'm no creeper.
Oh, yeah, sure. What are they wearing?
I photoshopped all their clothes off of them. So, basically nothing.
Basically what?
I said basically nothing. I photoshopped their... Do you know what Photoshop is? You sound really old.
Oh, I know what Photoshop
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah, I used Photoshop to take the clothes
you
off.
You sound really weird is what you sound like.
Oh, at least I'm not asking for your last name.
That's what he claimed. Well, evidently you know my last name because you called my phone.
Oh, yeah, it's... Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All well, right.
What's your last name again?
I already told you, and I don't know. I think you're being...
So tell me again.
You're being creepy asking for my last name.
And your first name is Roy?
Yeah.
Well, you're being creepy when you Photoshop my pictures.
I just Photoshopped the clothes off. That's all.
Oh, you just Photoshopped the clothes off my pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, uh-huh. That's not creepy.
No big deal. What?
No big deal.
Are you afraid
of... So what do you want to know my name?
Are you afraid of nudity? God made us naked, you know, so what's the big deal? Everyone else does it.
Well, that's good for everyone else.
Whoa.
But I don't appreciate you taking property from me.
Irma. Your voice
this
just...
This is her husband.
Oh.
This is her husband, you son of a bitch.
I feel so silly. I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You still there?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Sorry doesn't cut it, bud. You took property that belonged to us.
No, I didn't.
We took... Yes, you took it from... Did you not? You got it all from photos?
Yeah, but I paid for the photos. They're my property.
Sold them to you?
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't even get a discount. I didn't get an employee discount. I had to pay full price.
Okay, well, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to sue them probably because they shouldn't sell their photos to you.
Yeah, well, good luck suing
my photos to you.
Good luck suing. Well, good luck suing me. I work at.
Well, we'll be in talking to, sir.
Okay. Well, I don't see what the big deal is. I just put the photos on my mantle.
Those are not theirs to sell. My photos are not theirs to sell.
I don't see what the big deal is. I just needed some photos.
The big deal is I don't need a creepo taking photos of my wife and taking clothes off from them.
I didn't take the photos. I just. I just made copies.
So your name again is Roy Gerbell, and you worked at...
Yup. You don't need to yell at me. I don't see why you're yelling.
Hey, I'll do anything I want when you call out my wife and start telling her you have photos of her.
They're just naked photos.
That weren't given to you from us. I don't care whether they're naked or not. They weren't given out to you. Doesn't have the right to sell those to you, do they?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, it's in the contract that you signed to have your photos developed.
Oh, well, okay. We'll find out whether it is or not.
So basically, you're a stupid.
Goodbye.
You're a stupid.
What the fuck?
You're
is
stupid,
that?
Sir.
R-E-E-F-E-R. Badness. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line. You don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just like when I see there's a brand new upload. We eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show. My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night, or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement.
This person is dead.
Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong. Your sales don't exist. We're gonna need you to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes. Find the breaker box. One by one, we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tilts are starting, the funny parts. I can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause a mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Boy, you got some balls, mister.
Sorry. No, it's okay. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show. Cactus. Cactus. R-E-E-F-E-R. Bad news.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 4th, 2018. This is episode 470, and it's brought to you by Nikki D, Thunor, King Richard, Derek J, and Murray K. Thanks to all of you for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. I appreciate it. Also, thank you to the new people who have pledged recently, such as Jack G, Christopher C, Matthew S, Andrew A, and Lil Mac with Fries. Those five people now have full access to the Hobosode archive. Over 100 secret shows that nobody else is able to see, except supporters of the show. It's where all the best stuff is. Before we get started today, I have a few announcements. The most important one is that there is now a ClownSec BBS. You know, one of those things that most of you have never heard of? You can access it by telnetting to clownsec.com. Don Fickles from ClownSec has set up a BBS for ClownSec. It has a PLA section on it. It's got ANSI screens from the original PLA BBSs. Some of them, anyway. Most of those are lost. It has all the old PLA text files on it, and it's very inconvenient to use. Like, does Windows even have Telnet built into it anymore? I think you have to download a client and everything. But he's been modernizing it. Like, it has, like, the BBS will list out, like, the most recent tracks played on a Shoutcast station. That's kind of cool, if you want to find out what's played on there recently the hard way. So if you'd like to visit a BBS in 2018, just telnet to clownsec.com. You get instant access when logging in. He didn't have to approve me or anything. And I even went in there and posted a message on the message boards. I need to log back into that thing and see all two replies to it. Let's see, what else? Olga, she is doing a PLA comic book thing called The Corporate Office. It's on her Patreon, patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. And that's what I'm using as artwork today, is the cover to her comic book that she's doing about the PLA corporate office. She says she's going to have the first issue done soon, and that's going to be released on her Patreon. So if you want to see that, just cancel your Patreon to PLA and instead support Olga's Patreon, patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. I know I'm going to. I want to see a PLA comic. Man, every single announcement today is for somebody else's stuff. Like this next one from DK over at cavecrewradio.com. Cave Crew Radio is doing a prank call contest. So if you've done a prank call and you want to hear it played over at Cave Crew Radio and possibly win a prize, I can't remember what he said the prizes are, but I'm sure it's totally worth it. You should send your prank calls into cavecrewradio@gmail.com. And speaking of them, I'm going to be on their show in a couple of weeks on the 21st. The 21st of June, I'm going to be on the Cave Crew Radio show, so be sure to be listening that night. I'm sure I'll probably announce it on the Twitter that night when it happens. But clear your schedules, June 21st, that's a Thursday. And the last thing I have is that there's new Skunk Works stuff happening. More information has come out from articles on news sites recently. There's a bunch of places covering it now. It's finally getting the press that I was hoping for.
Daniel Beckwith had a paranoid fixation on North Korea and intercontinental ballistic missiles, that he dug an elaborate network of tunnels some 200 feet long.
That's an intricate network of tunnels, sir.
Under his
Bethesda
home, because he was worried about the prospect of nuclear war. Now, he recruited a young man,
nice defense,
Asya Kafra, to help him dig. And he led him blindfolded into the house by a string, kept him there,
made
him use a restroom, not a restroom, use buckets to go to the bathroom in the tunnels, which were powered by
like
an elaborate system of electrical cables. A risky, risky system, according to prosecutors.
A.K.A. extension cords.
They say Kafra actually texted Beckwith just hours before the fire that killed him and said that he smelled smoke. Beckwith, instead of getting the young man out of the tunnels, allegedly just flipped a switch on the fuse box.
Now, Beckwith flipped all the switches, you guys. That's what Skunkworks did.
His client's behavior was odd, but he says that Kafra was a willing participant in digging those tunnels and actually bragged on Facebook about it.
Yeah, he was not held against his will. That guy posted pictures of him in the tunnels in his garb and shared with his friends on Twitter and Facebook. Look at those things.
Now, all of this happened literally just above my own backyard. I was the first person on the scene of the fire. I tried to get into the burning house to rescue Kafra, but it was just too dangerous. And when I yelled in, "Are you in there? Is anybody in there?" there was no response. At Circuit Court in Rockville, Bruce Lashin, WUSA 9.
Wow. You're a hero, Bruce. So this guy is actually Skunkworks' neighbor, apparently? That's crazy. But yeah, a bunch of news sites are picking this up now, finally, now that it's in court and everything. And they've revealed that Skunkworks was actually a millionaire. He was a stock trader. He traded stocks. I don't know, maybe that means bitcoins. And that he didn't even own the house. It was his dad's house, so he's kind of an asshole putting 200-foot holes in the floors. And they still haven't told us the actual cause of the fire. I mean, we assume that it was an electrical fire caused by all the extension cords, but they've also said that investigators are not releasing the actual cause of the fire. So that's weird. Anyway, I'm going to put some links in the show notes to a few of these articles and this YouTube video where this self-proclaimed hero tried to rescue everybody in the house by calling into the house and asking if anyone's there. I'll have a link to that guy in the show notes. There was somebody in the comments of that video that said he looked guilty as hell and they think he's behind the whole thing. I think I agree with them. Oh, and one other thing, as long as we're talking about Skunkworks, somebody in the Discord posted a video to one of his talks at DEF CON where he's actually talking about nuke-proofing. Nuke-proofing your data, I guess. But this video, it's a short one. It's just 18 minutes long.
Everyone go ahead and
he's in his radiation suit. Because he doesn't want to show his face, I guess.
actually, you know, purpose-built a hardened facility. And that's where I looked at MIL-STD-188-125.
And it's so great because at the very end, this DEFCON staff guy comes up behind him and taps him on the shoulder. That's happening right now.
Magnetic pulse protection. Oh, we got time?
We're done.
Okay, shoot.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay, thanks a lot.
It's like a really awkward ending. It's pretty much the exact same ending that every single one of his phone calls had back in the phone show days when he used to call into my show. I would just have to kind of hang up the phone on him, and that's exactly what this DEFCON staff guy is doing, tapping him on the shoulder and telling him he's done.
Oh, we got time?
We're done.
Okay,
shoot.
We're done.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good old Skunk Works. You gotta love him. He never knows when to shut the fuck up. Oh yeah, one last thing. Speaking of the phone show, I was putting up more episodes of the phone show on the YouTube channel that I've made just for the phone show. I put up another 5 episodes last night, and I actually listened to most of one of them, and it was a really interesting episode because it was the very first episode where we did Twitter complainer calls. Me and Laugh Track Matt, and I think Tombstone attempted one. And I'd kind of forgotten what the inspiration for calling people who complained on Twitter was, and it was because of a story on consumerist.com where a business owner was pissed off that someone left a bad review about his business on Twitter. So the business owner started calling the guy at work and trying to get him in trouble or something. Or was it that? I can't remember. You guys will have to listen to it. It's the September 21st, 2010 episode of The Phone Show. I'll put a link to that one in the show notes if you want to hear it. But also, what's cool about that episode is it is the very first episode where we ripped up someone's mail on the phone while they listened. And I think that was either Laugh Track Matt's idea, or maybe Tombstone's, or maybe Legend. I can't remember. Come on, that was 12 hours ago. I can't be expected to remember stuff like that. But if you want to hear it, link in the show notes. I think after an update like this, we need to hear I Regret Jumping Skunk Works mix song again.
What do you need the vocal cords for?
Well, you see, I'm whispering right now and I need them transplanted. My old ones were cut out and dissolved in sodium hydroxide. Now I vivisect young children every week in my basement.
Oh, really? Do they happen to be serial killers also? Could I possibly get their number? Exactly. That's why I was wondering if you had the craniotomy saw and the potassium hydroxide. I mean, it's extremely hard to cut into the human cranium using a regular hacksaw, actually. Yeah, the Dremels work all right. You know, regular hacksaws are a little rough. They tend to kind of just, you know, splinter it. For the craniotomy saw and the gallons of potassium hydroxide, do you still have those?
Yeah, I should actually post an ad on Craigslist, like, you know, chicks wanted 16-inch biceps. No, I think you're just like a creepy fat old man who collects Pokemon cards and goes and gives them to kids in the park to try and rape them in your white van.
Yeah, holy crap, and I can hear you too. In my basement. I'm a basement dweller. I'm a phone hacker.
A plus in my body dissolving force.
This is Jenny. How can I help you?
Hey, Jenny. Is the manager around?
Yep, she is. Give me one moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Cheryl. There's a phone call for you. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hey, Cheryl. It's Roy from the mayor's office.
Okay.
And we had a time capsule opening ceremony this morning.
Yeah.
And we opened it up, and it's from 100 years ago, but it was filled with flyers for your store. Like just,
from 100 years ago?
Yeah. So I don't know. We wanted to know if you were involved, if this is just a prank, and if we can get the whatever was in there back. Because there's supposed to be a bunch of letters from, like, school children from the 1918s.
We weren't even open 100 years ago.
I know. Like, it's as if somebody dug down and got into it and...
Wow. And I have no idea where those came from.
Replaced everything in the time capsule with flyers for your store. It's like,
oh, you're kidding. That was rude.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you think... Like, why would you do something like this?
I didn't do it.
Well, somebody there must have, because the flyers are like, come on down to antique consignment shop. We've got tables, we've got chairs, we've got antiques, 10% off.
I wouldn't even have anything 10% off. I don't have even read anything like that. I don't even have a flyer like that.
Oh, yeah. There were over 500 of them in this time capsule. It's supposed to be...
Because I don't run specials like that, I wouldn't even have a flyer like that. Any flyer we have wouldn't even say antiques on it.
Look, you're not in trouble or anything. You don't have to deny it. It's just, we really just want the drawings back from the school children, the early 20th century school children drawings.
I didn't take them.
Well, this seems awfully weird that your flyers would be in this time capsule. It's kind of embarrassing because the mayor opened it up and there were cameras, newspaper reporters and stuff.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
No, I would not have done that and have not done that. And if you would bring the flyer over, I'd be more than happy to look at it. But I bet that flyer is not even flyers that we made.
Well, I don't know. It's got your store and your address and your phone number and everything.
Well, bring them over. I'd love to see them. Because I don't think it's anything we did.
We handed them out to the reporters. We're just like, you know, fuck it. We'll just hand them out to the reporters. We don't need these. This is weird.
Well, I have not been in the time capsule. I have nothing to do with it.
Did you hire sort of an outside marketing company that would have done something like this?
No, I have not. Would not. No. Not at all. We never hired any kind of outside marketing person.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who else would be like that would want to advertise your store.
I don't either. I don't have any idea, but if you would bring the flyer over, I'd be more than happy to look at it, and I can attest to that's not anything that we have done or would have done.
Well, there'll probably be some people coming in with them today, soon, because we gave them just out to the crowd because we didn't know what else to do with them. Everybody's really disappointed, though, because some of the school children from 100 years ago, they were there in the crowd, and they're like, darn this antique store doing this and stealing our drawings.
I have nothing to do with it.
Hmm.
Nothing at all. So, if you would bring those in, I'd be more than happy to look at them.
I keep telling you, we don't have them. They're useless to us, so we just gave them out.
Okay. Alrighty.
Just so you know, the mayor doesn't like you now.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying the mayor doesn't like you. For you to do something like this, she does not like you. She's not a fan.
Can you give me your name and phone number, please?
Sure. It's Roy Gerbel from the mayor's office.
What's the last name?
Gerbel.
How do you spell it?
Like gerbil.
Like gerbil?
Like G-E-R-B-I-L, but it's French. It's Gerbel.
Okay, and what's the phone number?
420-6969.
Okay, well, I can attest that we had nothing at all to do with it.
That's what we expected you to say. Just like, if you have a change of heart, please return those children's
drawings.
You know
what? I don't even like the insinuation. I don't know what you're implying, and I don't appreciate it.
You didn't, like, sell the children's drawings at your store, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, if you still have them around.
Please don't imply I would do anything like that.
If you still have them around, please just bring them by the mayor's office. Oh, there she goes. So I have this list here. It's been sitting in one of my prank call submission directories. It's from Tim Riggy, and it's just been sitting in there since December, just looking at me every day that I go to it. I'm tired of looking at it. It's a bunch of time capsule ideas, and I know I did a time capsule show a few months ago, but I don't think I used all these ideas, and I didn't want to just throw the list away, because there's some good stuff in here. Like that one, for example. I kind of want to try that one again.
Ferries.
Hey there, this is Roy from the mayor's office. Is the manager in?
You're speaking to him.
Okay, hey there, Perry. This is Roy. Hey, we did this time capsule ceremony opening today, and it was a 100-year-old time capsule over here at the city hall, and when we opened it, it was just a bunch of flyers for your towing service inside.
Flyers for our towing service?
Yeah.
Well, I've been here for 46 years, and I'll be real truth with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like...
We've never had flyers.
Okay, well, it seems like somebody may have dug up the time capsule and put those in there a few years back, and then resealed it and buried it again.
I don't know anybody who would be that stupid. I don't even know where it was buried.
Yeah, well, it was right here on the property of the City Hall building.
There was nobody I know.
It was 100 years old, and it was supposed to be filled with a bunch of just...
What's the flyer say?
It says, come on down to Perry's Service and Towing. 24/7 service, towing anytime, day or night. We accept insurance, something like that, you know. Open till 6 p.m.
We've never had a flyer like that, sir, ever.
Yeah, well, this is like 500 flyers for your towing service that was inside.
500 flyers.
Yeah, and it says it has your business name and your address and phone number.
I don't know what to tell you.
Come on in and ask for Perry.
Somebody's got a hell of a prank going on, though, don't they?
Well, it seems like you do, because, I mean, who else would do this if other than...
We wouldn't do it, like, sir. There's nobody here would do something like that. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe
somebody else is playing a very mean joke.
Maybe one of you.
None of my employees would do it.
You don't think they would do that? Like if they wanted the extra business?
I'll stand up behind them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just seems awfully suspicious. And look, you're not in any trouble. We just want the stuff back.
I know that, but I would like to find out who put them flyers in that time capsule.
Yeah.
When did you plant the time trek capsule?
Look. Let's just cut the bullshit here. We just want the stuff back. Like it was a bunch of kids' drawings. Like it's no value to anyone really. But
and that's right. And I agree 1,000%. But sir, there's nobody that works for me would do something so stupid ever.
Can you ask your employees real quick if they were responsible?
Do what?
Can you ask your employees there real quick if they were responsible?
Okay. You know anybody who would be stupid enough to dig up a time capsule and put all of our flyers in it? He said they put 500 flyers in it. They're from a long time ago, but we've never had any flyers. It says, Perry's Towing, use our towing facility, open, da-da-da. I can check with some other employees, but they're all drivers.
Okay.
I'm telling you, sir. I'm telling you right up front. There ain't no employee would ever do that.
Okay. Well, I
don't... unless somebody's trying to get play some kind of evil trick on us, that might be possible. I didn't even know there's a time capsule buried anywhere.
I don't see how it would be a trick, really. It's not. It's more like just an advertising scheme. Like if you want to get more business.
Why would we do that? We don't even advertise. We do not advertise.
Well, maybe that's why you need to advertise.
We don't advertise for nobody.
Yeah,
that's the stupidest thing in the world.
Oh, no, it's not stupid advertising. It helps get you more business.
Well, there you're wrong.
No,
word
I don't
of mouth,
think...
Well, you know, we haven't advertised in 50 years, and word of mouth has got us a long ways. If you treat people honest, and you have an honest wage and all that, you're gonna keep people.
Right, I agree.
And
that's how we
do business.
That's why you should be honest. That. You should be honest with me and just let me know how we can get those kids' drawings back.
But I'm going to be checking ex-employees, but I've got a feeling this is another company that did it.
Well, who would do that?
Would they do it? I have no idea, but it's got to be something.
Which company do you suspect?
I have no idea, sir. You know, we've been good business for so many years, and a lot of other tow truck companies are against us because of it. Because we run an honest business, and I'm not going to change, and I'm not going to...
We had some scientists. Some scientists run some tests on the paper, and they say the paper is 100 years old. And like
haven't been here 100 years.
I know, but like, how else would they have your address? And they had the modern state abbreviation and your zip code
we've
plus
been
four.
Here as of June 1st, we had our 50-year deal.
Yeah, well, then how did these flyers get down there in the time capsule from like
100 years old? You got me, unless it's some other Perry's Towing and Service, and they weren't here because this was a church until 1954.
Yeah, well, no, it has this address.
The papers can't be 100 years old either.
It has your address there on Avenue.
And see, that's what I'm saying. This was built in 54. We got it in 69.
Yeah, it also has...
We were downtown for 1 year in 68, and we've been here ever since 69.
Have you had your phone number for 100 years? Because I don't think phone numbers are that old.
No, sir. We've had our phone number since 1969.
Yeah, and it's got a modern area code, too.
Yep. So, see, it ain't no 100 years old.
Yeah, well, that's just what the scientists say. They just happened to be there in the crowd when we were doing the unveiling.
Very weird.
Yep.
I sure would like to have one of them papers.
Oh, we handed them out to the crowd. We're just like, we don't need these. These are useless to us. So we just went ahead and
like to add one of them papers.
Well, there'll probably be some people
get to the bottom of this one.
There'll probably be some people bringing them in to get service from you.
That would be great. Oh, that yeah. would be great.
Oh, it seems like all of a sudden you're all for the advertising if you're saying that'd be great.
No, I want to see one of these papers. I want to see what the hell's going on.
Before you were saying that advertising's stupid, but now like it seems like
stupid.
You're
I don't like advertising. I don't think that's right. Everybody's, you know, your opinion is different from my opinion. You want to advertise, I don't advertise.
Well, the mayor's pretty mad
and
at you.
And that's what I don't understand, well, how them papers got there. And if it can't be 100 years old, so something is definitely wrong.
Yeah, and they had all these toy, like Hot Wheel tow trucks in there, too. And it had your business name, like, stenciled on the side of the little tow trucks.
No idea.
And they were Hot Wheel brand tow trucks.
No idea.
Looked just like yours. Had your phone number on it and everything.
No idea.
The mayor's pissed at you.
Well, can't help that.
She kept, I mean,
everybody can be pissed at me, but until somebody brings me something where I can investigate it, because that paper can't be 100 years old. We ain't been around 100 years.
Yeah. Well, she keeps banging her fist on the desk and like, cursing your name.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
So, like, do you think anyone there in the future maybe has figured out a way to get back to 100 years and get underground somehow and swap out those flyers?
No.
Well, you like, I don't know. How do you know that? It's in the future.
Just one sharp son of a bitch is what I am.
Well, I don't know.
I can guarantee you no one is able to get paper 100 years old and to redo it.
You can't be too sharp.
And nobody knows where that shit was buried anyway that I would ever know of.
Oh, no, it was in the paper 100 years ago. It was in the newspaper, so everyone knows it was buried here. There was a plaque in the ground.
Yeah, that's great.
They must have dug around the plaque. But you can't be too sharp.
Must have been a lot of years ago.
You can't be too sharp if you pull a stunt like this just to get more business.
There you go. Okay, blame me if you like, sir. I apologize if any, you know, we've hurt anybody's feelings, but it ain't us.
Who else are we supposed to blame? We just want the kids' drawings back.
There you go.
From 100 years ago.
If we get anything, I will definitely give somebody. Who do you want me to call? That's a good question, too.
Well, don't call the mayor, because she'll probably just curse at you and hang up.
Well, to start with, the name is she. It's a he.
Well, don't assume her gender. It's 2018.
So the mayor is a she now? Did I miss something?
Well, look, just don't assume people's gender like that. It's 2018. People can be anything they want to be.
Okay, I understand the call now. Thank you anyway.
All right, bye. Oh, man, I totally blew that one. That guy thinks that gender neutrality is a big old joke. Here's the sex shop. Let's see how they respond to this.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hey there, is the manager around?
This is her.
Oh, hey there. This is Roy from the mayor's office here in...
Okay.
And we opened up a time capsule earlier this morning... Like a 100-year-old time capsule. We had a big ceremony for it.
Yeah.
And when it was supposed to be like a bunch of kids' drawings and stuff in there. But when we opened it up, it was just a bunch of flyers for your business.
What?
Yeah, it was just like it had your address on it, had your URL, your phone number. And I don't know, like, we don't appreciate the joke or whatever this is,
I don't know what you're talking about. I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, if you're the manager there, you probably have some idea what's going on here. It was an embarrassing situation for the mayor.
Not at all.
Because he opened up the time capsule and there were cameras rolling and everything, and it's just a bunch of flyers for your sex store there.
If it's over 100 years old, then how is that even possible?
Well, apparently somebody dug it up recently and took out...
Recently.
Yeah, I guess they took out the stuff that was supposed to be there. Like all these letters and newspaper articles from 100 years ago. And replaced it with flyers for your business. And look, we just want the stuff back. Like, is there any way we could get the... You know, it's a bunch of letters and drawings from kids and stuff.
You think I'm lying to you when I say I have absolutely no knowledge of what's going on here?
Well, it seems mighty suspicious. Like if your business is just doing bad and this is just how you think you need to advertise.
Our business isn't doing bad, and I've never even heard of this time capsule. I'm not from this city originally. I didn't know this event was going on today, so I have literally no knowledge of this.
Okay, yeah, that sounds mighty convincing. You're a good actress.
mighty convincing.
Yep. Look, we just want the stuff back. Like, there's a bunch of, like, there were kids
back.
Why would I
do that?
Like, to advertise your business. Because, you know, there were cameras rolling, and we had to read the flyer out loud, and it's like an advertising flyer for a sex shop. It's embarrassing. The mayor had to do that, live in front of cameras.
Well, you can watch whatever you want. I'm trying to run a business here, and I really don't appreciate prank calls. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. My business would never do this. We are well established throughout the country, and we are profiting right now, and we're going up in sales and partaking.
Oh, I bet you are if you're doing stunts like this.
Absolutely not. We are not. So if you could stop harassing me and prank calling this store,
I'm not
that
harassing.
Would be greatly appreciated.
I'm not harassing you.
I have literally nothing to do with this. So
yeah.
I don't know what happened, but this was not any doing of my business.
Well, yeah, I'm sure just some rival sex shop thought it'd be funny to put flyers for your business in there.
Are you kidding me? Like, this is how the mayor conducts his business?
Well, the mayor's pissed at you. Like, I don't think the mayor...
Well, then why don't you let me talk to the mayor directly
No, the mayor does not want to talk to you. The mayor is pissed.
Yeah, this is obviously a prank call. I do have your phone number, and this will be reported.
Oh, which phone number do you have? What's my phone number, then?
I have it right here.
What is it?
It doesn't even look like a real phone number, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, yeah, right. What's it say?
420-6969.
Yeah, that's the City Hall main switchboard number. Call it back and you'll see.
So you're telling me that the city switchboard is 420-6969, and you're just coincidentally calling my business and harassing me?
Look, we get prank calls because of our number, and I understand if that's what you think, but we've had that number long before 420 was a thing. And before 69 was a thing, was a well-known thing.
Okay, well, I don't know what the joke is here, because I didn't do this. Nobody at my business did this.
And I think you're the joke. I think you need to bring back that stuff from the time capsule.
I have nothing from the time capsule.
Bring it back to
the city. I literally have nothing. I didn't partake in this. I'm not from this city. I can show you records from 5 years ago when I very first moved here.
Well,
I have nothing to do with this.
It doesn't matter. It was in the paper 100 years ago. You could have looked it up. Everyone knows that time capsules are...
Why the hell would I do that for my business? I could just buy advertising.
Well, this is free advertising for you. You don't have to pay for it. And there were cameras rolling. It's a hilarious stunt. Good job. You got us. Yeah, it's a good one.
We didn't get you.
We just want...
Nobody... Okay, you know what? I have your phone number. I'm just going to redirect this to our corporate office because this is absolutely absurd.
What phone number is it?
The one I just told you. This doesn't sound like a professional call from the mayor's office, okay?
Well, you don't seem like a professional business.
This sounds like some random person who's trying to mess with me while I'm trying to do my job.
You don't seem professional. If you have to resort to tactics like this just to promote your business, your failing business. There she goes. I thought I was calling some independent sex shop, but apparently they have a corporate office there. Okay, so I'm going to try something different this time. It's kind of a slight variation of that idea. Also by Tim Riggi.
Good afternoon, Drake Garage. This is Gus.
Hey, Gus. This is Roy from the mayor's office. Is this the owner?
No.
Oh, is the owner around?
Can I help you with something?
We just noticed that you weren't paying the time capsule fees, since there's a time capsule buried underneath your building. Is the owner around?
Time capsule fee, because there's a time capsule under our building.
Yeah, there's a time capsule under your building. It's going to be opened in the year 2072. But you're responsible for paying the maintenance fees on it, since you own that building. So you're supposed to be paying that to the city hall. Just making a checkout. It's $13 a month.
$13 a month because we have a time capsule under our building.
Yeah, yeah. They would have let you know that when you moved in there.
Ray, what is your number with the city?
It's 420.
420-6969.
6969. Yep.
Yeah, the last owner owned it for 40-some years. I have worked for him for 20-some years.
Yeah, you should know then.
It's funny, I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, yeah.
Like, so you're with the mayor's office.
Yeah, I work directly for the mayor. I'm the mayor's assistant. And I don't appreciate your attitude about this whole thing. You're the one that's not paying your bills.
Okie dokie, I will check into this.
Okay, well, look, you don't have anything to do with it.
420-6969, correct?
You said you're not even the owner.
That's correct.
So where's the owner? Why won't you put the owner on?
Because he doesn't work out of this building.
Hmm.
So
how convenient. Is that because he's like dodging his bills?
No, Ray, he's not. Ray, you're at 420-6969. That's the mayor's office.
Yeah, that's the main switchboard
number.
And
what is your last name?
Gerbel.
Spell that.
T-H-A-T.
T-H-A-T.
And look, you can just drop the attitude because this is your own fault.
No, Ray, you're the one that started in on me and the owner not paying the bills and stuff like that.
Well,
so
it wouldn't happen if you'd pay your damn bills.
I'm going to check into this and I'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Yeah, just like basically.
Ray,
what's
your last name, Ray?
Gerbel.
You started T-H-A-T?
Well, you asked me to spell that.
Oh, really?
That's what you asked for.
Very nice, Ray. So you want to talk about dropping the attitude?
Well, you started it with me. And plus, you haven't paid for this time capsule thing in like a decade
or
something.
I think you're making this up, and you're not with the mayor's office.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'm going to find out.
You go ahead and call the mayor's office back, and you'll see.
Spell your last name for me.
All right, G-H-E-R-B-A-L-F.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Okay, good, Mr.
Thank
Attitude.
You.
Mr. Fucking Attitude.
What's that?
I said, okay, Mr. Attitude.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, pay your bills. You deadbeat. That's what you are. You're a deadbeat.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 420-6969, Mayor's Office.
Correct.
Okay.
So hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Hang it up.
I'll be in contact, sir.
I know. You've told me my number like a billion times now.
What's that?
You told me my phone number like a billion times now. Just
yeah, maybe three, Ray.
Hang up the
Lose
fucking
the
phone.
Attitude.
Just hang up the fucking phone, all right?
Oh, now we're cussing. That's good, Ray.
No, it's just me that's cussing.
That's real professional. So you don't work for the mayor's office.
Yes,
that's
I do.
All I say
I'm the mayor's
that.
Assistant. The mayor's pissed at you for not paying your fine.
Whatever,
paying your
Ray.
Bills.
So go away, Ray. Lose the number. Bye-bye.
Oh, you lose the number. Yeah, Gus thinks he owns the damn place. All right, for this next one, I need to get the business name of a place next to this place and pretend to be them.
Thanks for calling. Automotive, this is David. May I help you?
Hey, David. Is this the manager here?
No.
Is the manager available?
That would be Donnie, the owner. He's not in right now. Can I take a message?
Ah, fuck. Okay, well, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
Bye. Okay, so I'm going to, I'll call the place that I was going to be from, and I'll be that place. I'll be Donnie.
Brittany.
Hi there. Is this the manager?
No, I can probably get him for you.
Okay, that'd be great. This is Donnie. I work at the automotive place next door.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott. This is Donnie. I own the automotive place next door.
Okay.
And we've been digging underground. We've been digging a tunnel, like kind of toward your property over there. We're 20 feet under, and we noticed like we're right around the middle of your building right now. We're just digging some tunnels and stuff for storage, and we found a time capsule.
This isn't Donnie from next door.
Yeah, no, it is.
Donnie who?
Yeah, from next door.
What's your last name?
Hey, what's with the attitude? I'm just letting you know we found a time capsule, and I was wanting to find out if it might be yours or not.
But I know Donnie. He's right next door to me, and you're not Donnie.
I am too, Donnie. I sound different on the phone. You don't need to be an asshole, Scott.
Whoa, you just called me an asshole?
Well, you're telling me I'm not who I say I am.
Donnie's not digging no goddamn tunnel under my building.
We are, too. We've been doing this for the past year. We need more storage.
Fuck off, asshole.
Wow. What was that about? I think he's had some problems with Donnie. So I guess let's go down the street a little bit on the map. Let's find another business. Oh, here we go, an insurance company. I bet you they would have a problem with me digging things underneath their property. Next door is a haircut place, a barber shop.
State Farm, can you hold, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
And you know barbershops, they need lots of extra storage for storing paperwork and stuff.
Whether a parent or grandparent.
Brad appreciates your patience. And you...
This Brad.
Oh, hey, Brad. This is Roy. I work over across from you at the haircut place.
Yeah.
And we've been digging tunnels underneath the ground just for storage, you know. And we've dug all the
digging
way
up. Tunnels underneath the ground?
Yeah, for storage. And we've dug over underneath your building, and we found a time capsule directly below your office. And I was wondering if it might belong to you or if you know anything about it. It says do not open.
Okay, this is odd. I don't. So you're over at the haircut place right next to Subway?
Yeah, that's the one.
And you guys are digging tunnels for storage underneath the ground?
Yeah, just to store some papers and stuff. It's like a long tunnel. It goes all the way. It's almost as big as your building at this point. We've been digging it out for a long time now.
Yeah, because I'm in the strip mall here.
Yeah, we're right underneath the strip mall.
And actually right underneath my office?
Yeah, directly below where your office would be, we found a time capsule, and it's, I don't know, the size of, it's like a small barrel kind of thing, and it says do not open until 2032. I guess it was buried here 100 years ago.
No, it wouldn't be mine.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you knew anything about it or, like, maybe should I just throw it away with all the dirt we're throwing out?
Yeah, I don't care what you do. I mean, it's not. I mean, it'd be nothing that I ever had. I'm just. So you guys are all digging all underneath the ground all the way underneath Fluor Drive?
Yeah. We're completely. We've got a.
Where does the hole start? Where does it going down? Where does that start?
Oh, we've got like a basement area here, and it tunnels directly over to your building, and then there's a large room that's about as big as your section of building there. We're not being too loud down here, are we? Because we usually
I don't hear nothing.
Okay, well we're 20 feet underground, so there's a big buffer for noise. We just have the radio blasting usually when we're down here digging. And,
I haven't heard nothing. That is crazy. I never even knew that was going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, who do you work for?
I'm the owner over here at the Sports Clips Haircuts.
Okay.
This is Roy.
So you own the Sports Clips over there, and I just don't know much about this. So this tunnel is being used for what? Storage?
Yeah, just to store some paperwork and stuff.
Wow.
So it's just a tunnel directly over, and then it's a office bigger than your entire, it doesn't go over there to the pet supplies area, just on your half of the building.
Wow.
Your section. It's about as big as...
Nothing down there is mine, so whatever you want to do with it is okay with me.
Okay. Like, do you think your landlord would want it, or...
Well, that's possibly. I can't. Let me see. Let's see if I got a number for him. I guess I do have a number for him if you want to call him.
Okay.
It's 28.
All right.
His name is Nathan.
Nathan. Okay, great. Yeah, maybe I'll give him a call and see what he thinks.
Okay.
But
sounds good.
Hey, you wouldn't be interested in like renting out any space down here, would you? Because we've got a lot of leftover space, and we could tunnel upward into your office. And just make an entrance?
No. No, I don't think I would be.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, if you are, just let me know, because we're planning on, we're just going to keep tunneling. We're going to make this as big as we possibly can.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be interested in, like, extra square footage? And you know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If you change your mind, just come on over.
All right. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Yeah, you bet.
Bye. I really hope Nathan picks up.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Well, shit. Gave me a fake number. Let me make sure. Maybe he gave me the wrong area. He didn't give me an area code. So maybe it's a different area code.
Thank you for calling State Farm. Can you hold, please?
Okay. Well, hey, is this Brad?
No, but can you hold, please?
I guess.
Thanks for holding. I just had somebody ask me a question. How can I help you?
It's okay. Hey, Brad gave me the phone number of Nathan, the landlord, and it was
sure.
A disconnected number. Do you know that number?
I can double check it. Hold on.
Okay.
Agent about making the right insurance choice. Thanks for calling. We will be with you in a few moments.
Hey, I don't have that, but Brad just walked out. I think he might be heading. You're calling from, right?
Yeah.
I think he might be headed up there.
Oh, okay. I'll just ask him when he gets here then.
Well, all right. Bye.
Thanks. Oh, crap. Brad's on his way over. What could Brad possibly want with me? Maybe he's coming over to sell me, like, cave insurance or something. Here's a bowling alley that is right next to a Mexican restaurant.
Lanes, this is Dawn. How may I help you?
Hey, Dawn. This is Brad from the Mexican restaurant next door?
Yeah.
Is this the manager by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, we've been digging tunnels underneath the ground, underneath your building, and we found a time capsule down here. And do you guys own that? Like, do you want us to bring it over?
Sure. I mean, I can, yeah, if you want to bring it over, then I can give it to the owner, because I've known the owner for years. So I've been here for 20 years, so
okay.
I'd be curious to see it.
Well, should I, like, yeah, it says don't open it until 2032.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it looks like it was buried 100 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And then, yeah, because he knows how to contact the previous owner, too. So
okay,
because
great.
He's only owned it for 5 years. So.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we've been digging major tunnels underneath your building. And,
oh, wow.
And it's, we've got a big room pretty much the exact same size as your building there.
Uh-huh.
We found this right in the middle of the whole thing. So we figured maybe before they put the building in, they buried this.
Wow. Yeah. Because, I mean, this is the oldest bowling center in the city.
Oh, okay.
This one. So.
I was not aware of that.
Very interesting. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can bring it over, that would be awesome. I leave at 5. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I can bring it right over.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, hey. Incidentally, can you guys maybe keep it down? Because we've got a lot of workers underneath your building right now, and they say it's really noisy up there.
Oh. Well, I don't have anybody really working or bowling right now, so I don't know how it could be.
Well, I just mean in general, because, you know, we're always down there. We're digging all these tunnels. We're digging a major room, like, bigger than your building and your parking
lot.
How
do you guys have access to our...
Oh, we dug tunnels. We dug straight down.
I know, but how did you get that authorization on our land?
Oh, we didn't. But it's underground, so nobody really owns the land underground.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So we're going to make our restaurant bigger. We're going to have people going down into, you know, underneath. But, like, you know, they're not going to want to eat there if they hear bowling balls up above all the time.
All right. Thank you.
Why are you hanging up? Well, shit. I messed that one up. Hey, here's a U.S. bank. I could say I found a time capsule directly below their vault. That won't go wrong, will it? Okay, one more of these calls. I'm spending all my time on this one idea. I'm never going to get rid of this stupid list of Tim Riggies. Sorry, Tim Riggie, I didn't mean to call your list stupid.
Welcome to Budget Insurance.
It's a great list.
Budget Insurance, this is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, this is Roy from the Domino's next door.
Okay.
And we've been digging tunnels underneath your building.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we actually found a time capsule underneath your building. And I just wondered if that might be yours, or if you wanted us to return it or anything.
I'll have to check. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Could I check and then call you back?
Oh, sure. Is like a manager there? I could talk to a manager or something.
Yeah. Here.
Okay.
I'll put you with the manager.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. On hold or...
Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris. It's Roy from the Domino's next door.
Yeah.
We've been digging tunnels underneath the building here, and we've dug over to underneath your building. And we actually found a time capsule underneath your building. I was just wondering if that belonged to you, if we should bring it over.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a small
one.
Why
are you digging tunnels?
Oh, it's just for storage. We needed just more storage. We were going to put make a big walk-in cooler thing down there.
You want me to just come over there and look at it?
With the time capsule? We can bring it over if you want.
Sure.
Okay. It's just,
where did you find the time capsule?
Directly below the main area of your building there, like the lobby area. About 20 feet underground.
Why are you guys... I mean, you can't get a building permit to dig underneath our building, though.
Well, it's not a building. We're digging. So I don't think we really need permits. We just need extra storage here because, we're such a small building. So we just... we dug down. We've dug over. And we've got a room that's almost the size of your entire building.
Sure, you can bring it over.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem, right?
I mean, you can't just dig underneath our property. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
No, it's 20 feet underground, so it's not like a problem, really. It's like way down there. Nobody's going to care. It's just for storage, that's all.
I mean, if you want to bring over what you have, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, you just bring it. You're just gonna walk it over right now.
Yeah, sure. I'll send Chad over with it.
Okay.
And do you know if it's yours though? Like, do you know, like, where it came from, or did you guys put it down there? It says do not open until 2032.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh. Well, we could just throw
it
away.
Over?
We just throw it out with the rest of the dirt.
Just bring it over, and we'll look at it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
All right. There's another one here that says the Royco Mining Company could claim to have been drilling from an adjacent property and say they've accidentally drilled into the time capsule on their property, causing a leakage of time all over the area. Oh, come on, Tim Riggy. That's just silly. Can't do that. Who's going to believe that stuff?
Tax Service, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. This is Roy over at the, the church kind of across the street from you.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hi.
Hey, hey, we've been digging tunnels underneath your property there, and we found a time capsule directly below your building. And do you know would that belong to you guys, or do you know anything about that?
Under our building you found one?
Yeah, we've been digging a large storage area underneath your building.
On the tax office?
Uh-huh, correct. Yeah, there on the corner.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. Is there a name on it?
Oh, no, there's no name. It's just, it has a date on it. It says 1938 to 2038, so I guess it's not supposed to be open until 2038.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What property line is it on?
Well, it's on yours. It's directly below your building. We've got a large room carved out directly underneath your building and parking lot.
How are you doing that?
We dug a tunnel across the street and then over underneath the other properties, and the main room is directly below your building.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, we need it. We need the space.
Yeah. We would all like some more space.
Yep. Well, we're doing something about it. We're digging tunnels.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, we'll just throw it out then. We'll throw it in the dumpster. Throw it out with the dirt, I guess.
Oh, you're not going to open it?
Well, it's not mine, and I don't think it'd be right to open it. We're just going to throw it away, probably.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay, but, hey, we're not being too noisy down here, are we?
Oh, no, uh-uh.
Okay, because we're like 20 feet under the ground. I don't think you'd be able to even hear us.
No. Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Okay, good. Good, then. Just, you know,
all right.
Just blasting the radio a lot, so.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Can I help you?
Hey there. This is Roy from the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office.
Yeah.
And, hey, we you probably know about this already. We opened that time capsule today on television.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, no, well. Okay. Well, we opened it, and it was like supposed to be from 100 years ago, but it was filled with flyers for your business.
It was what?
It was filled with flyers for AAA bail bonds at your address and your phone number. And we don't appreciate it. Like, you know, like, what'd you do with the stuff that was in the time capsule?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I think you do, because I don't think anyone else would do this.
I don't think I have any idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. I just told you what I'm talking about. We don't appreciate it. You had no right to do
hey,
that.
Don't give me no shit, because I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes. Some other random person put all these flyers for your business inside our time capsule.
Well, I don't have any idea, but I'm gonna give. I'm just an agent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna give you the owner's number right now.
Oh, okay. I'll call the owner.
And don't you ever call me a liar over the phone, whoever the hell you are.
Oh, I didn't call you a liar. I just implied it.
Yeah, and don't ever imply it either, because I don't like it.
Okay.
Now, you are way out of line.
Well, it's just that, you know, we got all these.
I deserve an apology. You're bullshit.
Yeah, well, the mayor is really pissed off at you because there were cameras on her and everything when she opened up this time capsule and had flyers for your business.
Don't ever do that again, whoever the hell you are.
Okay, well, no, this is Roy from the mayor's office. The mayor's pissed at you for lying to us and doing the thing.
Well, I think you're bullshit, and I think you tell the mayor to call me.
The mayor doesn't want to talk to you, not after what you did.
You're bullshit, then.
What do you mean?
You call the owner of the company, then.
I will. I'm going to call him right now. Tell him what you did.
Oh, my. Bail bonds.
Hey there. This is Roy from the mayor's office here in...
Okay.
And, hey there. We just wanted to find out, like, what the hell with the whole time capsule thing. Because we opened up this time capsule today in front of a big ceremony thing, and it was filled with flyers for your business.
Are you on drugs, dude?
No, I'm not on drugs. I work at the mayor's office. We're not allowed to do drugs here. We're not like your business.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
So I guess you are on drugs?
You get a different job, then.
I should.
Yeah, you probably should.
Do drugs make you mumble like that, or does it just come naturally?
No, it's probably the drugs.
Yeah, okay. Bye, honey, baby.
Can I help you?
Hey, liar. Clay wasn't picking up, so I was just going to call back and let you know if you ever decide to have any integrity and give us our stuff back. You know where to find us. We're here at the mayor's office.
Okay, let me... what's your name?
This is Roy.
Roy what?
Roy who? One person.
Roy what?
Who?
Give me your last name, Roy, boy.
Who?
Yeah, you dickhead.
It's who? It's H-U. Oh, come on. I ruined it with my last name. Everyone's always telling me not to do that anymore. I should listen to him.
Hey there. I'm Mr. Biggs. from the Stick It with Mr. Bakes podcast. And when I work with glues and adhesives, I like to listen to the Snowplow Show, because that's what it says here on the paper. Not familiar, in all honesty. Never heard of this.
Hey, Mr. Roy. I was just curious. How's it going with that whole FBI thing? I imagine you can't talk about it too much, but I was just wondering if you could just quickly tell me what happened. I'm really curious, Sonny. Anyway,
I bet you
thanks
are.
For being such a good sport and having such a nice show. And I'm going to slap you in the penis.
Oh, no. I think everybody knows what's happened at this point. So if you want to know what happened, just start listening to shows and keep listening backwards until you hear me talk about it. Because I talk about it plenty. If you have specific questions, feel free to ask them.
Hey, Brad. Mr. Tomato Head.
Hey,
here.
Mr. Tomato Head.
Make sure you saw a news story.
How you doing?
The guy that was building the tunnels under his house was charged with murder.
What?
So whatever
you're
his
kidding.
Name is, Beckwith or something.
You don't say.
Yeah, just want to make sure you saw it.
I have not Thank heard you. Of this. Thanks for the hot tip, Mr. Tomato Head. If someone has a link to that story, please send it in.
Yo, Brad, Lord of Veggies.
Hey.
First of all, let me open up here by demanding an apology.
I'm
Lady
sorry.
Of Veggies was very upset that you accused us of cheating.
Oh,
second
I'm
of all,
sorry.
I thought that was freaking amazing. He made that chiropractor's brain just melt out of his ears. All right, later.
That was the best.
Love you, sweetie.
I'm sorry, Lady of Veggies. I didn't really mean you were cheating. I was just joshing with you. Really, I didn't even know you were two separate people. I just thought you were some kind of a weirdo. But now I know.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
So guess who I almost met? I was in the same city as we all sat in the... but, you know, plans got switched and stuff.
Okay.
I almost met Gloria! Yeah, that's right. That's right, Brad.
Wow.
Before you meet Gloria, I'm going to meet Gloria.
I'm never going to meet Gloria.
That? How do you feel about that, Brad? And what's... We all know, Brad, by the way. We all know about your new relationship, you know, since Sunshine. I know there's something going on between you, and I regret jumping, because... God... Like, every episode, you use I regret jumping's ideas.
Yeah.
Does I regret jumping have a job, or is he just sleeping on your couch and getting a little bit of that
I guess the gig
love?
Is up.
Is that what's going on
Everyone's
there, Brad?
Figured it out. I regret jumping.
On your couch, and we know he's chatting downstairs on the first floor. He's sitting there with his phone on the computer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, what's up with boyfriend?
That's what he does.
Oh,
all right, bye. I can't believe you and Gloria were separated by a mere city. That's crazy.
Hey, Army Bot, it's Cisco Kid, host of the voicemails.
Hey.
I was wondering if you or Brad have ever actually looked into MC Router. Brad had mentioned her on the end of a hobo-sode, and I checked out her music, good shit. But
it's all right.
It turns out she herself is no longer making music. She's out of the game.
Yep.
It turns out she's
I
converted
know.
To Islam, and she was even on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Because her mom thought she was weird.
I saw it.
All right, that's all I was wondering.
She's a damn weirdo.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. All right, follow the rules, assholes.
Bye, Cisco Kid.
Wow, I can't believe that's the last voicemail. That's crazy. Maybe I should read some emails. I've got emails here. I never read those on the shows. Like, I've got this one from Ben here. It says, I didn't know anything about geocaching until I started listening to your show. Today, my daughter and I searched and found 5 caches. We also made a cache and hid it in a nearby grocery store parking lot light post and submitted it to be included on the map. I just want to say thanks for introducing me to something fun. You're welcome, Ben. I learned about geocaching back in 2005, and I did a ton of that stuff back then. I still do it occasionally today, not too often. Last time I did it was with Olga and King Richard. We found some really cool geocaches up in Portland, but if you haven't heard of geocaching, you should check that out. It's a lot of fun, especially if you've never done it before. And it's kind of cool to know where all these weird hidden caches are all over your city. So get on your app store, on your phone, search for a geocaching app. Try and find a free one. The one I use for Android is called C:Geo, like letter C and then a colon, Geo. Here's an email from Osmo in Finland. He says, Steve Dave is a funny name, but please consider ditching it. I feel like the recipients have become more suspicious when you use the name Steve Dave, and your chances of a successful prank decrease due to using so unusual of a name. I've heard that from a lot of people. People hate the name Steve Dave. And they also hate the name Roy Who, because it gives away pranks, like it did today in that one call. One last email, it's from Wasted Memory, and I think this is going to turn into a long one. He says, "Hey Brad, ever since you listed some podcasts you listen to, I haven't had any free time at all. Thanks, you damn hobo. I love Dick and Mr. Biggs. And do you know who Jason Siegel is? I got drunk and ordered airline tickets to Dick's Road Rage in Texas." Holy shit, that's dedication to a podcast. He's talking about the Dick Show. They do live shows all over the country. And he's actually flying across the country to go watch the Dick Show. And he says, now he plans to spam a bunch of PLA stuff when I go. What stuff should I get? I can buy a bunch of stickers or leave flyers and books or whatever. And I actually answered this email already. I told him I'd send him a bunch of shit. And I did today. I mailed it out today. You should be getting it in a couple of days, Wasted Memory. That's really nice of you to want to promote PLA to Dick Show listeners. Help me steal some more of his listeners. So thanks for that. I sent him, like, I made some new flyers, actually. I got some suggestions from the PLA Facebook group, and I made a brand new flyer for the Snowplow Show. If any of you want to print out flyers to post up on bulletin boards or leave somewhere where you think it would help promote the show, you can download a PDF of flyers to print out over at phonelosers.com/flyers. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if that's too hard to remember. And I also sent you a few stickers, Wasted Memory. So be expecting some stickers. And don't think I'm going to send everyone stickers just because you ask me. A bunch of stickers for some fake event you made up. I was just feeling especially nice this weekend, so I sent him a bunch of stickers that were left over from the Kickstarter. I usually don't have that many stickers. Anyway, it's been a while since we've talked about other podcasts that I listen to. And that's what we're about to do right now. I'm just going to quickly go through and list some podcasts that I'm into these days. Because believe it or not, there are other shows out there that aren't the Snowplow Show, and they're still pretty awesome. Such as Stick It with Mr. Biggs. By the way, if you're listening to the show on YouTube or just through the website, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be downloading a podcast app for your cell phone, and then you use that podcast app to download podcasts. Go to your app store, search for podcasts, or search for Pocket Casts. That's what I use to listen to most of my podcasts. And then you can go to the search field or just browse for podcasts and find cool things to listen to. I spend pretty much all of my free time listening to shows, such as Stick It with Mr. Biggs. It's one of the weirdest shows ever created. They talk about glues and adhesives, and Mr. Biggs berates his co-host all the time, and it's just fun to listen to. There's also Distorted View over at distortedview.com. That's a lot of fun to listen to. It's not very family-friendly. Don't be listening to that one while the parents are around or while the kids are around. That's a podcast you definitely want to be ashamed of. Then there's Thought Cops. I'm just going to go through these real quick. I don't want to spend forever on this because I've got a ton of them in here, but I listen to a show called Thought Cops. I heard about them from the Dick Show. I listen to all the podcasts that Asterios does, such as Science Friction. Just find Science Friction and then find everything else he does. Live to Tape with Johnny Pemberton. He's awesome. That's one of my newest favorite ones. And there's the Dick Show, of course. Everybody loves the Dick Show. Duncan Trussell's Family Hour. There is Madhouse Live, except I usually listen to those live. I don't listen to the podcast version of those. There's the Anti-Social Engineering podcast, which I have been a guest on. There's the XYZ Show, another one that I listen to live. There's the Cracked podcast. I only listen to them occasionally. Radiolab, they're pretty great. Do you know who Jason Siegel is? That's the name of a podcast that somebody told me about when I was doing one of my live shows a few months ago. Jason Scott talks his way out of it. Fun stories about old computer shit. Let's just skip all these. Skip all these. I'm going to skip the ones that I'm not actively listening to right now, because there's a ton of them in here. WTF with Mark Maron. That's one I listen to every once in a while. I don't listen to every single episode of that. The Norm Macdonald Show. Someone just told me the other day that the reason he doesn't do this podcast anymore is because he got a deal with Netflix. He's doing a real show. So that's kind of sad. His podcast is disappearing, I guess, so he can do Netflix. I'll probably never watch it on there. There's the Reply All podcast. I've been on that one. There's How Did This Get Made? It's a thing where they just make fun of shitty movies. It's really funny. Waking Up with Sam Harris. I'm getting kind of bored with him. I think I'm going to delete that one. The Overthinking It podcast. It's all right, I guess. Skipping over a ton of them now. Hack Naked News. They do a news show every week. I usually listen to that one because it's short, but it's a computer security podcast. I went to the Playboy Club with those guys once. Cave Crew Radio. I'm going to be on that show on the 21st of this month. And I've been listening to them all year. That's a good show. I just kind of enjoy that one. I was on their show a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't heard that yet, you need to go listen to it. It was, I don't know, 4 weeks ago maybe. Go back and listen to that one. The Dollop. The Dollop is a podcast about history, but it's really, really funny. Everyone should be listening to The Dollop. Liz Darwin recommended that one to me, and it's one of my new favorites. Here's What I Don't Get. That's another podcast from The Dick Show that I listen to every single week. Titanic Minute. It's a podcast that goes over one single minute of the Titanic movie, like minute by minute. They're on episode 131 right now, and they'll just talk about whatever happened in that particular minute. A lot of times nothing's happening, so it's kind of funny. The Podcast Factor, that's another show from the Cave Crew Radio that I've been enjoying. Also another one from them that I've got in here. It's called Smoke and Mirrors, and it's kind of like an Art Bell type podcast, but he doesn't take himself as seriously as Art Bell did. I would recommend that one. And Radio Free Kremlin. Kremlin like C-R-E-M-L-Y-N. That's the podcast that Randall Thor does, where he does soundscapes that uses a lot of clips from my shows. So it's kind of cool to hear. But he does a lot of other stuff too. He started doing a trivia show every Friday night and some other things. So check that one out. I think that's it. I'm scrolling through here. I don't think I missed anything. Well, I'm sure I missed some things. Like 2600, the 2600 show. I listen to that all the time. Why didn't I say that one? Sleep With Me. That's a podcast by a really irritating guy. I like listening to that one. Come Town. Who doesn't like Come Town? So there you go. There's a bunch of podcasts that will make you decide that my podcast probably isn't as great as you thought it was. You'll start listening to other shows and you will ditch me forever. It's okay. I don't mind. It's all right. No big deal. Whatever. I probably won't have a link to any of those shows in the show notes because that would take forever. So hopefully you typed those all into your podcast app as you were listening and subscribed to them all. If you think I missed any podcasts, be sure to let me know in the comments. I think that's going to do it for today's show. So thank you, Nikki D and Thunor and King Richard and Derek J and Marie K for sponsoring this episode of The Snowplow Show. Your support is very appreciated. Thanks, guys. If you'd like to support the show, please do that over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Supporting the show gets you an extra show every single week, almost every single week. Right now, there's over 100 shows that you get instant access to that you've probably never heard before. So please sign up over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Here's a song by Cactus Smoke. This is called the PLA Radio Song.
It's the PLA Radio Show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes are large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane. By the time that we're through, you'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone though.
420-6969.